I think the thing you got to realize is they're more multiple than maybe people realize. You know, you look at Lennox, think about the way they run, look at their rushing stats, and go, oh, they got three guys that run a lot. They got two running backs and a quarterback. Quarterback's a state track kid that's really elite in the open field. But then you look at their passing stats and you see how explosive they can be. You know, I think they threw for 4 touchdowns last week on the season. You know, they've had some success in a variety of ways. If you start selling out, they can go to the air. You know, they've thrown for 17 touchdowns. I mean, and they don't throw it much. You know, the quarterback's only thrown 71 attempts. You know, so when a quarter of the passes go for touchdowns, it shows you how explosive and how efficient they are. So they want to run the ball. They want to establish a run. But if you cheat or they get a situation where they can take advantage, they can be really explosive in the pass game too. So it's a matter of not selling out in one area, not doing someone else's job. It's everybody doing their 1-8 and understanding, you know, we're going to have to find a living in third and medium, third and short to find ways to get off the field, because it's going to be hard to consistently hit them for losses and to really slow them down. So we're going to have to do our job of bend but don't break, find ways on third down and fourth down to get off the field as best we can.